Hi, everybody. I'm Bailey.
I'm Drew.
I'm Lacey.
And we're sarcastic, and so let's get sinister. Wow.
We've had so many episodes.
God. How's it going?
Pretty Well, we
good.
just did our whole
I
shoot the
know.
shit episode,
They didn't
so.
know that.
Huh?
They didn't know that.
I know. Well, now they do, so they should go and become Patreons so that they can listen to us shoot the shit.
We
You know
talked a
what?
lot about some true crime news, so
I
that's.
didn't think about it until right now. This will be posted for everybody on Sunday, which means that yesterday we changed the clocks, and now we have an extra hour of daylight.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you
I
said
saw.
that to me at the party.
Last week. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw something about it online today and I was like, I had completely forgotten. It's as if something momentous happened in between you telling me and then today.
Daylight savings is on Sunday.
Yeah. But
Yeah, that's
it's
when
like
we lose the
3 a.m.
hour.
Sunday, so.
Wait, we lose an hour? Oh, fuck
Yeah,
yeah.
we
That means
spring
I
ahead.
work only 11 hours Sunday to Saturday night.
Ooh.
Let's go. You feel it, just like how we feel it when it goes the other way and we see the clock hit two and then go right back to two.
It's gotta be so disheartening.
It's awful, especially when it's a bad shift and it's just like, okay,
Yeah,
okay.
that
I
sounds.
hated working overnights at the hospital when I had to stay awake. Didn't mind it at the fire station. Because I got to sleep.
Well, we can have 30-minute naps if needed, so
Oh, all right.
yeah.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking, you're right, it's a what. It's not a who, it's a what. The wonderful man of John H Wayne Gacy.
Is that him?
Well, he's dead, but that was him.
Yeah.
Why was he on
I guess I
Peacock?
never paid a
He
stop picture.
so he has a lot of documentaries. And this is a clip from a documentary.
Yeah, I guess I never saw a picture of him because that was not what I
Oh,
expected.
I'm sure you've seen a younger picture of him.
Yeah.
Like,
That's him.
hold on. That, I feel like everybody's seen his mugshot.
Maybe. I don't know.
No?
Tell me about him.
Okay.
I demand you
So,
tell me about John Wayne Gacy.
I don't want to.
All right, I'll tell you about him.
No,
John.
shut up. John Wayne Gacy was born on St. Patty's Day, March 17th, 1942.
That's
Didn't
coming
know
up.
it is. We don't need to celebrate it besides St. Patty's Day. His father was John Stanley Gacy, and his mother was Marion Elaine Stowe slash Robinson. He was born at Edgewater Hospital in Chicago, Illinois. He had two other siblings. John was a middle child. His sister Joanne was 18 months older than him, and his younger sister Karen was also 18 months younger than him. So mom was just pushing out babies every 18 months. Are you doing
Trying to
math?
do the, huh?
You trying to do the math?
Yeah. It's not 18 months. I think it's like 23. Something like that.
They're pretty close.
For what, for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was trying to decide if I was setting up my kids to be the Gacys.
No,
Hopefully there's other things involved in.
yeah, especially this next paragraph, you guys are doing amazing. So Stanley, his dad, was an auto repair mechanic. He was a World War I veteran. He was also an alcoholic and known to be domineering when sober, but worse drunk. He dispensed harsh corporal discipline. Stanley called John dumb and a stupid sissy. He would also call him derogatory homophobic slangs, like one three-letter word I will not be saying.
What's his problem?
And also a fruit picker, which is also a homophobic slang,
Not
but I
trying to
think
excuse anybody's like
the
grown-up
old pattern.
behavior, but we do see a pattern with
Yeah.
like a lot of our worst guys that we talk about on here for sure. And gals, there's a couple gals that also came from similar background.
Yeah.
But I would like, so, okay, you make a good point. But at the same time, John Wayne Gacy had two other siblings.
Yeah,
I
I'm not saying
assume.
like, oh, well, obviously he turned out that way. It's just interesting that so many of them, we've
Well,
had so few that came from loving households.
listen.
From my reading, I don't think Stanley beat them as much as they beat John. Or he beat John.
Okay.
But still.
I feel like we shouldn't be putting all the blame on the parents. It's
No,
so
no.
hard.
Willing to give him the blame.
It's really hard to like give your kids unconditional love 90% of the time. And it's really hard not to call them mean names. You know, alcohol and all the other things, yeah. Which, so back to being real and not sarcastic, it's funny because I was thinking, looking at their picture, I was like, oh, he looks like such a nice man. Talking about both of
That's good because you'll find
he didn't.
that Gacy also had a way of projecting himself to the world
Okay, but you
and
didn't hear
vice versa.
my little
Okay, well,
shade.
you take
You said
really
his mom looked
dramatic
like a man.
pauses and it's hard to know when you're like taking a dramatic pause.
No, you didn't hear my. I threw. Yeah, Lacey caught it. What did. Say it again.
She said his mom looked like a man. Because she thought, what a sweet old man about both of them.
Don't be mean
The
to Mary.
obvious man and the one in a dress with a necklace on.
Don't be mean to her. She was lovely.
Okay, but like, am I wrong?
No, but
I
still
knew who
mean.
was the mom.
It's the 40s. Leave her alone.
It's the 40s. Women, all women looked like men.
It was an easier time.
Anyway,
Yeah.
Stanley would use his belt or the strap or a strap to beat him.
Do you think he was projecting his homosexuality onto John?
It's kind
Clearly.
of the thing, right? That
I don't know.
homophobic people are like more likely to be
Yeah.
secretly gay.
And I
Yeah.
mean, I'm sorry. I'm sure she's a lovely
She's clearly a woman.
Can I move on?
Yes, this is gonna be a long episode.
When Marion would defend John, his father would just further egg on the fact that he's a sissy and that he's like weak and whatnot. John did still have a good, he actually had a fairly good relationship with his mom and his sisters. They called him Johnny. He was known to be sickly, flabby, and uncoordinated as a child.
Flabby. Poor guy. He's been through enough. You don't have to call him flabby.
Like that Lacey got hung up on the same thing as I did. It's flabby.
Don't make me feel sorry for John Wayne fucking Gacy.
He's so flabby though, Lacey.
was gonna say we can feel sorry for like kid John,
Child John.
but like yeah,
Let's
John.
feel bad for Johnny, not for John.
I'll tell you when to stop feeling bad.
Okay.
Okay.
John couldn't play sports. He
He's
this also made
flabby.
him di it made it difficult to bond with kids his age. He actually had like a congenital heart condition
Oh shit.
that attributed to this as well. He was bullied and alienated at school. And he experienced frequent seizures and blackouts as a teen and was in and out of the hospitals. Stanley, his father, of course, saw all of these physical ailments as a failure and thought that he was faking to get attention.
There are weirder things that have happened. For example, I was faking my injury at the party for attention.
We knew that, though.
I know, but so did Stanley.
Between the ages of 6 and 10, sometime during that time, a teenage daughter of one of his mom's friends reportedly undressed him and played with him. This is where you will. S Oh, wait, no, hold on. I'll tell you when you can stop feeling sorry for him. He was also molested, I think, at like 10-ish by one of his dad's friends.
Yes.
Now you can stop feeling bad for him.
Okay.
In the same time frame between 10 and 12, he and a friend were accused of sexually fondling a young girl. He also had a fascination with his mom's like silk undergarments and liked the way they felt and would steal them. Let me try to remember this. He would steal them and then like hide them under the house until one day she found them and was like, what the fuck? And I think Stanley then like beat him up for that too. This then graduated him to when he was like preteens. He started stealing other women in the neighborhood's laundry.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say other women.
No.
Just going around stealing women.
Using their undergarments for like gratification and then again hiding them under the house.
Oh. I was going to say it's so weird that he hit them under the house, and then I remembered who we were talking about.
He attended four different high schools but never graduated. He dropped out in his senior year.
Did they move a lot? Is that why he was going to all these different schools, or was he like getting kicked out?
I think he was like getting kicked out or something.
Okay.
When he was 18, he ran away from home. I say that in quotes because he's 18.
Yeah, that he may have just been moving out. He just left.
At the time, John had saved enough money to buy a car, and he intended on buying a used car that he was interested in, but his dad, Stanley, convinced him to accept a loan from him, to buy a better car.
This feels like a trap.
It was. This allowed Stanley to further control his son, so he would then use it as a punishment of like taking the car away when like John did something wrong.
Sounds like Stanley.
One night when his father was exercising this power, John decided to leave. He drove to Las Vegas from Chicago, with only $36 in his pocket.
Those were the days. Now that'll just like fill your gas tank if you're lucky.
While he was in Vegas, he slept in his car and wasn't aware of the heat issue down there, of how hot it can get. So he needed medical attention. After he received help, he
He's a
actually owed
baby.
he actually owed exactly $36. He didn't want to give away all of his money that he had. So when he went to dispute it, he actually walked out of like the office with a job on one of the ambulances.
I think it's baffling that he was in his car and just stayed in it long enough to get ill. He wasn't like, it's pretty fucking hot. I'm gonna go
It's
find
just
some shade. He really was
like
like a baby.
he was
Like,
strapped into his car seat. He couldn't.
Yeah. No
Basically,
effort
he
to
ran
save himself.
away from mommy and daddy against their permission.
Also,
Then didn't know what to do.
I'm imagining he was leaving the hospital and they were like, you need to pay your bill. And he was like, well, how much is it? And they were like, well, how much do you have? And he was like, well, I have $36. Crazy.
Wild.
That's exactly how much your bill is. I'd like to learn more about the ambulance business. Why is he allowed on an ambulance?
So he actually was quickly fired when they realized he was just 18. Apparently, he needed to be 21 to be allowed on a rig.
That shouldn't have been the disqualifying factor. The
just disqualifying the, factor. Like the absolute lack of medical background.
He can't even get himself out of a car when it's overheating. I don't think he should be in charge of people's health.
Do you want to hear his he second job in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Probably. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Was it a school teacher?
No.
Firefighter?
No.
Okay. Hold on. It's got to be something that he's completely unqualified for. So, like, anything. police officer?
You see them, you will see them after you see a doctor and it goes wrong.
Surgeon?
Lawyer?
No. stay with
me. Lacey and I went in two different directions. You see them after a doctor. Counselor.
Oh, no. Like a mortician.
She got it.
Hey, oh, it went so wrong. When did the doctor was even real bad.
No, it gets the worst way. Okay.
So after he was let go from the ambulance people, he got offered a job by Palm Mortuary.
Feels more
he got hired as an assistant and learned how the bodies were cleaned, treated, and embalmed.
Good. Teach him that.
He didn't really have anywhere to stay, so the owner was like, we have a back room. You can stay here. Totally fine. Hold on. At night, he would pull out the drawers and examine the bodies.
Oh.
Talk to them. Undress them, and then neatly fold their clothes next to the caskets. Yes.
I thought you were going to say, at night, he would pull the drawers out and sleep in them. And I thought it was maybe because he was traumatized from sleeping in such a hot car before. He needed
cold.
He needed to sleep somewhere very cold. I'm stuck on the fact that he was locked in his car like a little baby.
I'm glad I left that detail in then.
They kicked him off the ambulance because they were like, we don't think that you could actually keep anybody alive, but you know what you'd be really good at? Death.
He went to the hospital and they said, how did you get in this condition? He was like, I was in my car. And they said, what happened? And he was like, that was it. I was just in there for a while.
He took a nap, and I slept like a son of a bitch, but...
The keys fell out the window, and I was locked inside.
Oh my god. He wasn't... And I like that Bailey tried to, like, start it off, but he wasn't used to the heat. What, you start to feel your body getting hot, though, and then what did you do? Just, like, panic and be like, I don't know what to do. It's stupid. He just
sat in there, fanning himself, going, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, is the car on? No.
Nobody warned me about this.
No, it was really dry. Dry heat. Stupid. He's a stupid man.
Tell us more about him.
I hope he gets locked into more cars.
So, after about 3 months in Vegas, he grew homesick and asked if he could come home. His mom said yeah. And then, for somehow... I don't have anywhere in here that he finished high school, but he attended and graduated a college. Don't know how that worked. The College of Northwestern Business. He attended in Chicago in 1963. After graduating, he took a management trainee position with the Nunn Bush Shoe Company in 1964. So he was a shoe salesman or manager. At this time, he was transferred to Springfield, Illinois, with the manager role. Here, he met Marilyn Myers, in Springfield. He dated her, quickly got engaged. Her father, yes.
Sorry, I was just looking at this picture, and it kind of looks like just a cardboard cutout of Gacy.
Oh, it does.
Just leaning against the wall.
Marilyn's dad owned 3 KFCs in Waterloo, Iowa.
Ooh.
So Marilyn and John, who were like living in Springfield, relocated to Waterloo in order to take over as manager of these three locations. Over the years, Marilyn and John had two children together, Michael John in 1966 and Christine in 1967. In Waterloo, he joined a group called the JCs, which were the Junior Chamber of Commerce. It was like a bunch of business guys that got together and shoot the shit, I guess, or something.
Business.
He quickly rose through the ranks. He ran membership drives and organized parades and basically would just volunteer for anything. He was chosen as outstanding first year member in his Springfield local chapter, and was chosen as third among all members honored as most outstanding first year member in the state.
So it sounds like things were really going well for him and had turned around, and he could have just continued his life on a happier trajectory than it started. Cool. I bet he doesn't. Would have been a nice story, but okay.
What
Tell us
made
what
you
happened.
say that, Lacey?
Oh, he's John Wayne Gacy.
The reason he was so successful in attracting new members was because he would throw these really fun parties for the guys. He would bring prostitutes and would
Sure.
show straight stag films.
Is that porn?
Yes.
Oh, a hell of a party.
Sorry, straight stag films?
It's porn.
No, I know. I know what stag films are. I just.
Was not gay porn.
Right.
Straight porn.
So it was just a bunch of men, some prostitutes, and some porn.
Yeah.
What a party.
What a
At
party.
one of these parties, he convinced 25 new members to join. So,
Hell of a
he
party.
does this all
yeah.
Wow.
He ran the largest Christmas parade in central Illinois that year
Wow.
and rose to vice president of the Springfield chapter by 1965. He was not a fan of working with his father-in-law at the KFCs.
Why?
He's a lone wolf.
And around this time, while like being married to Maryland, he was going through some sexual confusion.
You should have tried
He
different porn.
and Marilyn practiced wife swapping.
Lazy.
They practice what?
Wife swapping.
Okay.
But he wasn't into that. But he knew he hated homosexuals, but he just couldn't fight his attraction to men.
Like father, like son.
So you remember how they have two kids?
Yeah, Christine and Michael.
Yes. So while Marilyn was in labor with Michael, back in like 66 or something.
Did he do something like, was he standing next to her holding her hand the whole time?
Close.
Oh.
He was out celebrating with his friend Adam. They were out scouting for tricks, chicks, and drinking.
Well, yeah, how do you celebrate a birth?
Same way.
Well, I mean, how did Lou celebrate?
Very similarly.
Yeah, like while you were mid-push, like he was out with his friend.
Looking for chicks and
That sounds real. So drunkenly, or after a few drinks, Adam suggested that Gacy's approach to getting laid was all wrong. He said that Gacy had at best like a 50-50 chance of finding a girl and getting laid. But Adam told him that he had a 100% chance. Adam explained that if he struck out finding a woman to have sex with, he'd simply find himself a man. He said, quote, "A blowjob is a
Foolproof.
blowjob. Doesn't matter who it comes from, man or woman."
It's a fair
So,
point.
so enlightened.
yeah. Later that night, in a interview years later, Gacy said he was magically transported to Adam's bedroom, and he accepted the act of oral sex from Adam.
Just be transported.
It's crazy.
There's an Am I the Asshole story I'm gonna send to you guys that. That specific situation made me think of. Don't worry about it. I'll jot down a note to myself and you'll get it later.
Sorry, can I just ask? His wife is still currently In
In the
labor.
hospital, yeah.
Yeah, well, like,
Okay.
what could he do? You know what I mean?
I don't. He's celebrating, Drew. He's having, like, his wife is having a baby.
You're right, you're right.
Like, not just a bit, like, his first, and it's his first son. So, like,
Double whammy.
I don't
Worth a
understand why you're
blowjob.
confused.
First the blowjob.
He started having, like, another encounters, with men. Supposedly, he liked to, hang with employees from KFC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
But John was living large. He was a successful husband, father, helping in politics, going against
Blowjobs.
all of his father's doubts and names. He's also a member of a Chicago area. Well, no, sorry, this is later because they're still in Iowa. My bad. So yeah, he's doing great, having some fun, until he decided to make some interesting choices.
Oh no, tell us about the choices.
So
I see. Oh no. Curious.
John, as I said, liked to hang with the KFC employees. He would go as far as inviting over like them and their friends from high school to his house,
Oh
while
no.
Marion would be away. He would party and hang with the boys in the basement because there was like a pool table and a bar and everything. One of his victims, Steve's alive, by the way. He was 18, hanging with Gacy and some of his friends. Steve's friends decided to like leave him at Gacy's house.
It's a safe choice.
John and Steve were playing pool. John tried to get him to bet the loser would have to commit a sex act on the other, in a pool game. Steve said no, and then John joked it off. Little while later, John was like, "Hey, I have this really cool stag film. It's not gonna be weird. Let's watch it together."
Gonna be fine.
And Steve, who has never seen one and he's 18, was like, I mean, I guess.
How old
So
was John at this time? He had kids, right?
yeah, he's like in his young 20s at this point. This is
Great.
before 25.
Okay, great. If you guys ever approached me and said, "Hey, I have this great stag film," I would say no, thank you. For the record.
I don't think I would ever say those words to you.
Perfect.
So there's that.
If you ever feel so compelled to, know that you will be rejected hard.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Maybe I'll do. I mean, let's see what Gacy does.
I was gonna say, you could try Lacey. She's much more.
What am I much more in this situation?
This goes into like how Lacey will crumble under pressure at the police
That
station, whether she
thing.
did the crime or not.
Yeah.
I will not crumble under pressure to watch porn with you. Feels like a very different.
Want to say, for the record, we're not offering.
I so appreciate that. Because
Great.
I think we'd have to talk about it and like what a conversation that would be. Like later, after we all cooled off and we're like able to look each other in the eye again, I'd be
Off.
like, yeah, from the stress of the
What?
situation, I'd be like, hey, I think that we should talk about what you tried to do.
Right, we need to move on. I don't know where this is going.
I have an idea.
Anyway, so Steve said, sure, I guess. And they went into a different room to watch the movie. Steve was left alone in that room for like about like 5 to 10 minutes. John came rushing into the room with a revolver and holding it at Steve's head.
Jesus.
He told him to
This is
take his
like an
pants off,
escalation.
and he was gonna perform, I would guess, oral on him. Steve began, Patrick, this is really inappropriate to be laughing at this time. Sorry, Pat's just laughing on his computer in the background.
That's just rude.
The worst time to laugh. Steve
Show it's
began,
unrelated.
Steve began crying and begging, and then all of a sudden, John told him, "Never mind. And why don't you grab another drink at the bar?"
I was just kidding.
You're so dramatic.
It was a ha-ha joke.
John then explained that he likes to psychologically mess with people and see
Sure.
what they would do. So this is kind of like a prank,
Feels
just
like one.
with a gun. Later, because Steve lived somewhat far away, he slept over in a separate bedroom because his friends again left him and he didn't have a car.
Great friend.
I would be mad at my friends.
I think he probably is pissed afterwards. Steve had woken up in the middle of the night to John rubbing his leg while sitting on the side of the bed with a knife to Steve's throat.
Jesus.
Jesus. Just leave
Uh,
me alone.
John told him, "We're gonna finish what we started in the basement." Steve began again begging and crying, and then John slipped again. He said, "I'm just kidding. I was just frustrated that I couldn't psychologically break you before, and it's no big deal."
No big deal. I feel like I'd have follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would probably feel like a big deal to me.
Yeah, mainly my I think my first question would be like, why are you trying to psychologically break me?
What did I do to you?
Yeah, I thought we were cool, man. We were watching a stag film.
At that point, John went to his bedroom, and fell asleep. And Steve stayed awake until the morning.
Yeah, I probably would too.
He needed John to drive him home in the morning.
Oh,
That
don't
was
like
an awkward car ride.
that.
In the car, John threatened him, saying, by telling him that if he says anything, it's going to be dangerous for him because John knew people back in Chicago and would have Steve killed.
But I was just joking. It was all a joke, but like, don't tell any fucking buddy.
Yeah. Be cool though. Like, I
Yeah,
knew this
or
other.
I'll literally kill you.
Don't
Don't
make
ruin.
it weird.
Yeah.
So that was like probably like late 1960s or whatever. In 1967, he was vice president of the JCs. He was now running for president, and asked for help from a fellow member to help run his campaign named Donald Voorhees. Voorhees was a businessman and actually an elected Iowa state senator. Voorhees had a son, Donald Jr., who it was rumored that he was gay and was interested in having sex with men for money. Gacy heard this and approached the 15-year-old
Oh.
and offered to pay for sex. At this point, John is 25.
Okay. Bit of an age gap, I would say.
Little bit. They eventually agreed on a price for oral sex, which it was $5, which I don't know the conversion, but doesn't feel like it's enough.
It
What
feels like
year
you're
was
selling
it?
yourself short there.
It was $5.
What year was it?
Oh, 1967.
Okay, continue.
A relationship sort of began between them. They ended up hooking up at least two more times.
Oh,
What is it?
47.50
Yeah,
today.
it really doesn't feel like enough.
Well, he was 15, he didn't know,
But
is what I'm
like,
gonna say.
you're never too young to know your worth.
True.
Deep.
Dropping truth bombs in the middle of John Wayne Gacy's episode. Finally, Donald Jr. wanted money for, like, he wanted to get something. And he went to Gacy to borrow some. Gacy demanded sex in exchange, but Donald
Sorry,
refused.
are you like being what he wanted? What?
So Donald wanted like extra money or more money to buy something
Okay.
inside. And he went to John to
Gotcha.
borrow some.
Okay.
John was like, "Sure, but like let's have more sex." Donald was like, "Nah, not really in the mood. I just want to borrow it and pay you back." This call caused Junior to threaten to expose their relationship and
Uh-oh.
expose John. Because, John wasn't, he was just going through, he's really open-minded about sex and everything, really liberal about it, but he's not gay.
Well, because a blowjob is a blowjob.
But, he's bi, but he's not gay.
Not gay.
No.
For sure.
Scandal erupted, which just typing that out made me feel like I was in Bridgerton.
Ooh.
And John was ultimately charged with several felony counts.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would be also concerning. Rather than being gay, he could also be arrested for sex with a minor.
Well, that and also stag films were illegal at this point, sort of.
Probably because they're called stag films, and that's just creepy.
So he also got some charges with that. On
Is like
December.
being gay still illegal at this point? Because that was a thing at one point. You'd be arrested for
Yeah, it
like
wasn't.
gay stuff.
I don't know if he would be arrested for that. I think they're more focusing on the fact that he was having sex with a minor.
With the minor.
But yeah,
Just
so
not good, not good.
a lot of his victims, as we get into it in the next episode, were gay. And the ones that survived weren't like their cases aren't taken as seriously at this time because they're gay.
Gotcha.
You know what is kind of interesting? Because, like, Jeffrey Dahmer was gay too, right?
Yes.
Maybe we should all just be, like, really accepting of others and
Not
just
make
have
people repress their
desires.
desires until they
Yeah.
kill people for it. Yeah.
Something to think about, I guess.
I don't want to defend.
No, they're still the bad guys.
They're
Yeah,
still
I'm
not
saying
for sure.
and I think
moving
they were running,
forward, but maybe we
they
could
were
prevent a
straight.
couple more being like that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what I'm thinking. Do you think, sorry, this is a little off topic, but do you, not really, but do you think that, because it does seem like we have less serial killers nowadays, do you think it's more like serial killers aren't serial killing, they're mass murdering?
I think that could be
Maybe.
it. I also think it's harder for them to really hit their stride
Yeah.
because we have
We catch them too quick.
we're so much better
We've
now.
evolved more. And even stuff like, how many serial killers were killing people who were hitchhiking, and that's not as popular
Yeah.
now. And like going after kids, and parents are a lot more paranoid now and keeping an eye on their kids more, so then that's not happening as often either.
Yeah.
I think that it's just gotten harder for
When
them.
people complain about like, oh, they don't want their kids outside to play anymore, I'm like, yeah, it's because people are fucking crazy. Continue.
December 11th, 1968, he was sentenced to the maximum of 10 years under the charge of sodomy by Judge Peter Van Meter in Blackhawk County, Iowa. So a sodomy charge is kind of like a catch-all charge, and it can mean any number of lewd offenses. So it's not that he did sodomy exactly. It's just it's
It
a,
just
an
covered a
umbrella.
couple things.
Yeah. He was
Okay.
originally sentenced to Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison. This was converted to 10 years at Iowa Reformatory for Men in Amarosa.
Ambrosia.
Yeah. I can read it in my mind fine, but saying it is.
It actually ambrosia? Because I was talking about like a silly salad.
I know.
Okay.
It's close enough.
Okay.
Still in Iowa. While in prison, shockingly, Marilyn divorced him and took.
Why?
I mean,
She was clearly not a ride or die.
It's kind of refreshing to have the wife who, at the first inkling of like, oh, my husband's been up to some shit, divorces and leaves instead of being like, it'll probably be fine to stay here and raise my children
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, Lacey. He sounds like he's doing great.
I'm probably being unfair, but I'm gonna support her anyway.
Yeah, you're kind of, I feel like you're being kind of a dick.
We don't know the full story yet, Lacey. You're being really rude.
Yeah,
It's true. Tell us.
he needs her support.
Tell us more about the story so I can decide better.
Okay. So in the reformatory for men, he was a model prisoner. He did receive a psych eval, and was told that he had an antisocial disorder, psychopathy. He twists the truth and is in denial of responsibility.
I like the way you said he was told he had was antisocial. I don't know. It just sounds funny because imagine them being like, "Hey, buddy, you're
You're
antisocial." I feel like
antisocial.
you'd be like, "I fucking know.
He's just like hiding behind a wall.
Yeah, I hate people."
We're hiding in his hot car.
Yeah.
He was popular and powerful in prison.
Popular
and powerful.
Yeah. He
That's
was the
weird.
head cook, which he
Oh.
controlled the food. So like if a prisoner was like causing shit with him, he could just not feed him or
The
give him
way
food.
to a man's heart is through his stomach.
He started a JC group in prison, he continued to like recruit members.
A JC?
The like
Junior Commerce
yeah, the
thing?
commerce group that
Oh.
he's obsessed with.
I
Gotta
thought it
get
was.
networking.
I thought it was Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
He started a Jesus Christ group.
That's right.
Tragedy struck.
Uh-oh.
He found out that his father had died while he was in prison.
Oh, he was probably so torn up about that.
Heartbreak.
On Christmas Day, no less. But like, fuck Stanley, he was an asshole.
When does it end?
John continued to struggle with his sexuality and desires in prison.
So much temptation, you know what I mean?
He once broke the jaw of an inmate performing oral on another inmate. So he like really he handles his issues really well.
Mind your fucking
Why?
business, John.
Yeah, I was gonna
What
say,
on earth
like,
is
dude,
he
butt
doing?
out. You jealous? What?
He said, if I can't get a blowjob, nobody gets a blowjob.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'd be so mad. I'd be like, I wasn't doing anything to you. Ugh.
So he was sentenced for 10 years. We remember this, right?
Yeah.
Specifically on December 11th, 1968. He was paroled. Do you want to guess how long he stayed in there?
I'm gonna
Two
say 2 years.
years. Hey.
Very close, guys. 18 months.
Just
Not
like the
even.
same age gap between the kids.
Yeah.
What a pattern.
After prison, he was permitted to serve his parole in Illinois. I guess, like, back with his mom, I'm assuming, because they ended up, like, getting a house together.
Yeah, I think you have to, like, when you get put on parole, you have to,
Like, have a place.
yeah, you have to put a place of residence, and then you have to be there.
Well, that makes sense because his wife took everything, so.
She's such a bitch. God.
Love her.
I hate that
So,
lady.
he and his mom bought a home in a lower middle class blue collar neighborhood. It was 8213 West Summerdale Ave in Norwood Park, Illinois. So just outside Chicago. Excuse me. So he said at this point he didn't miss Marilyn, his first wife, mother of his children or anything.
I don't love that you said his first wife.
Sorry, well, we're about to get into it. But he missed being a family man and just being around kids. He loved being,
Around kids.
I
Don't like that either.
Bray.
And in October 71, he met Carol Hoff. Oh, I had photos of her. That's okay.
That's okay.
Carol was, I forgot to add them to this.
It's okay. We can look at his ugly face.
Okay, great. Carol was quiet, reserved, and a divorcee with two little girls, Tammy and April. They started dating in October 71. By February of 1972, Carol moved in with her two girls and her mom, because she was taking care of her. So in one house was Gacy, his mom, Tammy and April, Carol, and Carol's mom. A lot of women.
A little busy in there.
Yeah. Eventually, Carol's mom and Gacy's mom both moved out. So it was just the four of them now. And they got married that July of 72. John, he wanted to go into this relationship honest. So he did open up about his criminal history.
And she was like, cool beans.
Did he open up about
his... my children?
Sorry, did he open up about his enjoyment of gay sex?
Close. He explained that he was bi, but he engaged in some things, but he wasn't gay.
He was clear on that?
Yeah.
Okay, well then that's good. As long as he's upfront with it.
Yeah, he was clear that he was bi,
not gay.
He wasn't gay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Carol and John socialized a lot in the neighborhood. They bowled together in a league and had lush theme parties.
He looks like a bowler.
Yeah. He got involved with the Democratic Party and enjoyed politics. He really loved rubbing shoulders with the big wigs.
I'm sure he loved rubbing other things, too.
Sex joke.
He once directed the entire Polish Constitution Day parade, which was a big thing in Chicago. And fun thing, in jumping ahead a little bit, in 1978, when that parade was going on, he was cleared and able to meet Rosalynn Carter, who is the First Lady.
Good.
While she was the First Lady.
Yeah, sure.
For security and everything.
Yeah, why not?
So he was allowed to just, like, go back to doing all this big, important stuff, and there was, like, no scandal around it.
He was in a different state now.
Oh, well, okay. I guess it can't follow exist. You across state lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to Google back then.
Lacey, he's not fair. In Iowa anymore.
That's fair.
He's in Illinois. It's different over here.
Yeah, they both start with I, so it could be confusing, Lacey.
Yeah. I'm caught up now. I'm with it.
He began his working in construction and eventually started his own business, which his business name is so dumb. It's PDM Constructions. Stands for painting, decorating, and maintenance.
Okay. At least he didn't just choose a bunch of random letters.
So true. At his construction company, most of his employees were high school students and young men. His two, like, highest level employees, like his right hand men, and actually best friends, were David Cram and Mike Rossi. They were both like 18, like 19-ish. And his, like, life was good. His business was successful, but he was missing something.
Was it gay sex?
It could have been. In 1974, John started souring towards Carol.
Oh.
They weren't intimate, and he lost interest in her. He would come home late at night with other men or boys, and sometimes even his employees, and go to his garage. His garage was kind of like his man cave, and Carol wasn't allowed in there.
Well, man cave for a reason.
Carol knew he was engaging in sex acts with men, and she was accusing him of having sex or hooking up with his employees. Mm-hmm. In 1975, she finally had enough and divorced him. And it was final in February 1976.
I gotta say, kudos to the women who just keep leaving him.
Yeah. He wasn't
like that.
Happy that, like, the divorce, because, you know, it's like heartache and everything. But he was most concerned about his reputation and how his neighbors would perceive him.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. But now this kind of sets the stage for, you know, John's in a house by himself, surrounded by young men and teenagers in his company. And no one's keeping tabs on him.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's an adult.
Yeah.
But the worst that he's going to do is lock himself in a hot car.
But this is where I'm going to leave you for part one.
Can you imagine if he actually died that day?
I was going to say, maybe he just go back in and like do it a little bit longer.
He's learned his lesson, guys.
He did figure out how to open a car door. He's evolving like a monkey.
I'm still saying Lacey is like really hateful of John. And
you're so snarky today.
He was a victim.
Yeah, I don't know what her problem is. Like, as far as we know, he didn't kill anybody.
He was a victim from his dad, from the car, from his wives.
From the car.
And divorcing him.
The car was after him.
Yeah, that was a personal attack.
How do we know his dad didn't arrange the car to do that?
It's true. It's a good point.
Maybe his dad was just outside of the car, and every time he went to open it, he just slammed the door. Let's get the fuck back in there.
He had the clicker every time he tried to unlock it.
That's what he did.
Closed it. I said you're grounded. Well, Stanley.
Next week, or whenever the next episode will come out, we'll get into dear old John and his axe.
Does it get worse?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shocking. Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, 33 times worse.
33?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Well, that was sinister.
And we were sarcastic.
And we hope you keep listening.